Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A man was shot to death Tuesday night in Sandy Field, making the county's fourth homicide this year. Sheriff L. Rogers said an argument escalated into a shooting on Browntown Road around 7 p.m. The victim died en route to an area hospital. We have more on the story on our website, and we'll have updates as they become available. County commissioners and the sheriff's office are struggling with a $731,000 medical bill incurred by an inmate at the detention center. The county will pay the bill through fund balance, but commissioners are concerned about what might happen in the future. Currently, Columbus County has just over $4 million in fund balance for use during all emergencies. We have more on the story online. Wyvil police are investigating after an unidentified black male stole a home male fertility test and other merchandise from Walgreens Saturday morning. The shoplifter also took Sudafed, personal lubricants, and deodorant valued at more than $100. If you file your taxes by mail, you might be waiting a little bit longer for a refund. The State Department of Revenue gave an update Tuesday to the ongoing issues after a firm that printed paper checks for the DOR shut down unexpectedly. As of Friday, around 100,000 checks have been processed and mailed by the state. We have a link in this story on our website where you can track the status of your refund. As long as the weather holds out today, the town of Chadbourne is going to be celebrating not one, but two ribbon cuttings. Ceremonies will be held at 689 Wilkes Street at 5:15 p.m. with the ribbon cutting for the new Wilkes Street Park. And immediately thereafter, there will be a ceremony at 214 East 1st Avenue at our park for a ribbon cutting. They've just finished remodeling and renovating the venerable facility that everybody loves there. Our park's real popular. Everyone is welcome to attend. Friday is the dedication for the Blue Star Memorial Highway marker and the Memorial Park dedication. That's going to be at the courthouse here in Wyvil. Ceremony is set for 10 a.m. Blue Star markers are placed by garden societies across the country to honor the military. The Memorial Garden is the new home for several of the county military monuments that were displaced by the courthouse renovation. A free rabies clinic will be held Saturday from 8 a.m. until noon at 819 Farmers Union Road. All dogs and cats should be on a leash or in a carrier. The clinic is sponsored by Columbus Animal Protective Services. State and local law enforcement are out in force from the Memorial Day Clicket or Ticket campaigns that are going on through June 1st. There is an increased emphasis on seatbelt and child safety seat usage. All agencies will be aggressively hunting impaired drivers during the safety campaigns. Just remember to wear your seatbelt, don't drink and drive, and give yourself a little bit of extra travel time if you're out there during one of the peak periods. Movies on Madison return this Friday at the new North Carolina Museum of Natural Science in Wyvil. The movie this week will be Disney's live-action version of The Little Mermaid. You can come out before the show and learn about underwater critters. The Little Mermaid is rated PG and runs 135 minutes. There's no pets, no coolers, no alcohol, and no smoking. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum is at Madison and Columbus Street in downtown Wyvil. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.